Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, man. How are you?
I'm fine.
It's good to hear, man. So,
So what do you do?
podcast ideas. You mean besides the podcast or like, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I am still a student. I still do studying and stupid stuff. And I work at a gas station as a cashier, which, as fun as that seems, it's actually pretty fun, to be honest.
Where are you from exactly? I didn't hear.
Texas.
Texas, okay.
Yeah. Yeehaw and howdy do, dog.
I'm not much familiar with the culture of Texas, actually.
Yeah. Not Texas. So what do you do?
I'm in 11th grade. This is my first podcast, I think.
Well, I'm glad to be a part of that. It's also my first as well.
Right.
Right. So, what, do you have a job?
No. In India, our parents are a little, you know, protective about us. So, they don't let us have jobs.
Oh, is that, oh, really? That's interesting.
Actually, they don't leave us on our own till we are, I think, 30.
Yeah.
They help us get married. That's
wow.
Weird.
That's
weird. Arranged marriages.
No, you see, I might be from the United States, but I have origins in Mexico. I'm actually Hispanic, full-blooded, and it's more like when you're old enough to get a job, you're going to get a fucking job. It's like when I finally turned 17 and I was able to get a job, they're like, all right, come on. I start putting in applications everywhere. And, you know, as I don't want to get beat by a belt or a sandal, I got my ass to put in the applications on.
Yeah, so what happens here is, if you allow your kid to have a job, your friends, your parents' friends think that your parents weren't able to, you know, take care of you. So you had to do a job. So it's kind of, they are ashamed that, are we not able to provide you with some things that you have to do a job.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, here it's completely different. If I want something, I have to do it with my own money.
No, if I have to do something, I have to beg for it.
God, man,
so it's kind of working.
Yeah, I've done my begging. I'm kind of glad I have my cash.
Yeah.
And that's, you don't have to work, so you don't have to like worry about, you know, having to work weekends off of school. It's just like, that's horrible.
Actually, the companies here won't let us work. What do we have here is, you know, McDonald's, KFC, and stuff. So they don't hire teenagers.
Oh, really?
McDonald's and, you know, gas stations there or companies there, they would hire, or, you know, theaters and stuff, but they don't do that here.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. Because here, where I live, like, they're putting out applications, like, they want, like, anybody who's in high school to get in there and help out. That's weird. You know, different countries are going to be different all the time.
Mm-hmm. What is your education system? I didn't get that, actually. What we know, what Indians know about US is all from from movies and TV shows and stuff.
Right.
Tell me more about your education system.
You have three kind of schoolish things. Some it depends on what state you're from. Like for me, I have three schools you have to go through. Your first one is your elementary schools, your kindergarten and stuff like that. So you start from a kindergarten, you work up, or pre-K. Yeah, it's pre-K, and then you work up all the way to your fifth grade. And when you get out of fifth grade, you have to go to another school, which is our middle school, which is sixth grade through eighth grade. When you're done with
Okay.
those three grades, you go into high school, which is 4 more years.
High school, till 12th grade, right?
Yeah, 9th through 11th, I mean 12th, my bad. Yeah.
So what we have here is we have all of that in one school.
Yeah, no, that there's some schools like that, but then it depends a lot on where you're coming from and what city, what town.
So what we have here is first you go to playgroup, then you go to kindergarten, then you go to senior kindergarten, then you have first grade, which is primary. Then after fifth standard, you go to pre-primary. Sorry, before fifth it's pre-primary, then after fifth it's primary. Then after 10th grade you have secondary. Then after 12th, you pass out.
God, it just sounds like a lot of, extra bullshit that I didn't need, you
Yeah.
know?
Yeah,
God,
right.
man. I guess that's why the United States isn't like the best when it comes to shit.
Yeah, you wish.
Oh, well, yeah, no. Sometimes I think I'm stupid.
No. Well,
Yeah.
I hear the education is very, costly there, expensive.
It can get very expensive, especially when you're talking about like extra activities, because in schools you have extracurricular stuff. Y'all have extracurricular.
You have to pay for that extra.
Exactly. That's the same here. Like if you wanted to get into a band and play an instrument, you have to pay for the
Oh,
stuff
I didn't know
there.
that.
Yeah, we have to pay stuff too. You don't pay for the instrument. You kind of pay for the rental instrument. You don't actually buy it.
In India, teachers or our education system doesn't really promote extracurricular activities. They look like they do, but in reality, they don't.
Oh,
Like, we
wow.
don't have, you won't see a couple of students making a band.
Oh, wow.
They'll
Not.
be like, yeah, we know how to play this. So they'll look good. This will look good in our job application. That's it.
Oh, wow. So it's just kind of sitting
They
there
don't
as an.
actually pursue it.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So it's not like pursue like people's interests. It's just like, yeah, it
No.
looks, it's like a
Yeah,
little
that
golden
happens
sticker.
if you're really passionate. You have to fight for it. First with
Wow.
teachers, then with your colleagues, then with your parents. So if you're really passionate, then oh, it depends on what kind of a society you live in. If you live in a little bit rural areas, this will happen. If you live in urban areas, this will also happen. But what kind of parents you have. That depends on it.
Oh wow. Well, here, like, you can pursue whatever you want, It's kind of like a you hit or miss. Like I'm in theater, which I've been in theater for about 4 years now, and no, it's just
What
something I
happens
wanted
here
to do.
is after 10th grade, when you go to secondary, you have three streams. In my state, I'm telling about my state, which is Gujarat. Okay, so then we have to select three streams, which is science, commerce, which is business basically, and humanities, which is arts. Hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
So I got like 87% in 10th grade. So I went to my school. I went to my school and I wanted art stream. Okay. So they refused. They said, like, you're a good student, why are you taking arts?
Right.
They think that if you're a good student, you'll take science. If you're an average student, you'll take business. And if you're a poor student, you'll take arts.
Oh wow. No, here it's like you have to take four major courses and you have to get an advanced one. So the major courses being history, science, math, and literature slash English.
Okay.
And you have to take them no matter what. And you have to choose, and when you graduate that 1 year, you have to take either the basic math that's increased, like the, all that, or you take a harder math. Those who
Oh.
are very smart, they'll take the harder math. Those who aren't will take the step up from the math they just graduated from, but they'll, it's not much of a difference, you know what I mean?
What about colleges? What is the fees for colleges and universities?
A lot. And really, it all depends down on where you want to go and what you want to do. Like, where I want to go, it's about 27,000 a year, and that's just, it doesn't seem.
$97,000.
Yes.
Let me calculate that for a second. 27. Oh, damn.
Yeah.
That's 1.7 million Indian rupees.
Basically.
Wow. No, it's not that much here. Basically, you have state-funded colleges and private colleges. So, when you go to private colleges, it's based on your merit. If you have good score, then it will be less. And if you have, average score, then you have to pay more.
No, really, when it comes down to it, to our colleges, it depends on how outgoing you were in school and how good you were doing. They'll give you scholarships to help lessen the pay, but even then, it doesn't help too much. And
Yeah.
it depends on what
So what
school
happened
you go to.
was my sister studied direction and screenplay writing from a government-funded college, which is very hard to get it in the first place, right?
Right.
So her fees is right now I'm $10. It's $40 per year.
40 US dollars.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's the best education she can have.
That's mind blowing.
Yeah, a lot of it is funded by the state because she scored so good.
Yeah, no. Ohish mine was funded by our state now. Yeah, it's a cracker of a job over here. Like it's and like to get into college, that's even the hardest part. Like you have to have good grades, you have to reach the recommended thing that they want you to have. Like if you don't meet their goals, it's basically like if you're applying for a job. Same principle applies to our college. You have to have a good merit, you have to have, good credits, you have to be, the poster person of their college. And if you're not,
That's the same thing with India.
really.
Yeah. I know that you have like sports scholarships.
Hey, your mic, you're not, put the mic closer.
Yeah, sorry. I heard that you have sports scholarships too.